This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Bram. Making new music can be dangerous when artists drift into fresh territory, leaving what's familiar to experiment with new instruments and styles. They risk abandoning their biggest fans. Hip-hop producer Scott Heron, also known as Prefuse 73, decided to take that risk about 2 years ago when he left the country and moved to Spain. He's now formed a new group called Savath and Savalas. Day-to-Day producer Christopher Johnson reports.
Barcelona, Spain is a long way away from a place called the Dirty South. And Scott Heron's all right with that, living a long way away from his hometown, Atlanta, USA, one of the capitals of Southern fried hip-hop. And Spain had a natural pull.
I mean, my father's from there, and I didn't grow up around him, and I wanted to go there and just sort of get in touch with the culture and roots I didn't grow up with.
He was born Guillermo Scott Heron and has spent most of his life in the South. Scott's been working there as a musician under the pseudonym Prefuse 73. Scott created his own peculiar brand of stuttering, electro-bouncy hip-hop tracks, built first for other rap acts and then on three of his own records. But the uneasiness that defines Scott's music, anxious drum beats and dense samples flipped across time signatures, unusual in straight-ahead hip-hop, that uneasiness was infecting Scott too. A couple of years ago, he decided to leave the country. He was looking for new musical horizons.
At the same time, like, the political climate of the U.S. wasn't really doing it for me, just on a personal level. So after a period of time passed, I was able to save up enough to do it.
In Barcelona, he met Eva Puyuelo, a young graphic designer with a room to rent. The two shared an affection for 70s folk and psychedelic rock, from Spain and from Brazil. Eventually, Scott convinced Eva to sing for him, and the new Savath and Savalas project was born.
I used to like all music, and songwriters like Paco Ibáñez and all that from the 70s is what I like the most. I never did nothing before in music. I'm a graphic designer, so this is my first experience about it.
Singing mostly in her native Catalan, but also in Spanish and in Portuguese, Eva has a characteristic Iberian lilt and a smoke-dry warmth that floods around Scott's instrumentals, or even when he's singing backup.
That's me and you. Mm-hmm. I'm just harmonizing under Eva. I'm doing more harmonies, though. Okay. Eva's the one with the voice, not me.
It's so good. I mean, I love it when he sings, because it was like a new thing for both. I mean, he didn't sing in the Prefuse, so I mean, it was like the same for us, like singing and having the experience of singing together, and it was like very funny. We have fun.
Yeah, it was all fun.
Yeah.
And making harmonies and stuff is just as interesting as playing instruments, you know, just with the voice.
There's no Savath. There's no Savalas either. The group's name is made up. But that's just about the only thing synthetic on the new album, an important detail for Scott. He built his reputation playing musical machines, samplers, synthesizers. The album, Apropat, begins somewhere else.
It all started on, like, guitar or whatever, you know? And then we took it when we were done, we took it to Chicago and had all the parts that were programmed, like all the drums and some of the bass stuff, replaced with real instruments. So it was definitely way more of an organic approach. I worked more on this album. I was more focused on like the composition, you know, like, but I mean, I feel like we're just hitting that, like we're working on it and we're just building up to something as we go along, which is, you know, a part of any kind of process of making music for everybody.
Scott has taken his chances, opening his music up to a new world of experimentation and perhaps to a whole new set of fans. And Scott and Ava are pleased with what they've done.
Our favorite song in the record is the second one.
Te quiero.
Te quiero, pero por otro lado. We're singing about, I mean, it's a love song, of course. It's about realizing about what sharing is, what it's like to have a relation with someone, and like how rich it is, how can help you. But it's love, of course. It's a love song.
Ava's schooled me more than anything on so much stuff, just historically and everything, and just the way of life. Because when I went there, I was on the complete, like, American way of movement, you know, like, always, like, hectic. Always have to work, always have to do this, and she really helped me, and others there have helped me, like, see things can be a different way, that you can relax and enjoy your day and then get things done, too. That's been a beautiful awakening.
Scott Heron and Ava Puyuelo are Savath and Savalas. The new album is called Apropat. For Day to Day, I'm Christopher Johnson.
Songs from the new Savath and Savalas album are on our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.